We are continuing our discussion of tefillah, and we began with the why. We want to have an experience of tefillah because we want to be bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to bond with Hashem Yisbarach. And how do we do that? We do that with words. We speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was really step one and step two. So tonight, I want to focus a little more specifically on the what. What is it that we're saying? Not so much the words that we are saying, but the concept that we are conveying through these words and how it relates to building this relationship and bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam tells us, as you know intuitively from your experience of reading from the Siddur, that there are different components. There are different types of language that we use when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a conversation. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah says the first thing that we do is we express shevach, we express praise. When we spend this time together, we acknowledge, we recognize verbally the Ribbono Shel Olam who is the source of everything in our lives. And it's important that we express this, so we frame the conversation for ourselves, not because, God forbid, the Ribbono Shel Olam is some kind of petty, needy, you know, God that needs us to fawn. Like, that's ridiculous. Obviously, that has nothing to do with davening. That's the most absurd concept of anything. It's that when we want to have a relationship, we want to appreciate the person, or in this case, the Ribbono Shel Olam, with whom we're having that relationship. And to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of everything. So that's the appropriate place to begin. So that's the first element of Shevach. We conclude, the Rambam says, as we know at the end of davening, with Hoda'ah, with thanks, with gratitude. So we say Modim. Modim, that Hoda'ah, that develops a connection of appreciation, which of course is core for any relationship, and it expresses one of the themes that we mentioned in the past, which is vulnerability. When I say Ani Modelecha, or Lach, I'm expressing a dependence. I'm thanking you and I am acknowledging you. Moda'ani means I thank you, and it also means I recognize you. I see you, I hear you, and I understand that I can't get along without you. And that vulnerability is part of what builds our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we end with that sense of hoda, of humility, of authenticity, of vulnerability. Beautiful. But the majority of our conversation, direct conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in Chazal is referred to as the Amida, what we colloquially call Shmoneh Esrei, that is the section that we call Bakasha, requests. So why do we spend so much time on Bakashas? Let's talk about that on a practical level, and then we're going to have to think about it on a theological, on a deeper, meaningful level. Well, on a practical level, perhaps the reason, the most simple reason that we want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to come back to this on a deeper level a little bit later, but just to understand that everything in the world, of course, is Melo Chala Aretz Kvodo. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it to exist at every moment. Mechadish betuva b'chol yom tamid. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining down to us at every moment of our existence, that divine light, that endless light, which is giving us the chiyus. And that's true for everything in our world. And so, even though on the outside, it looks like physically there's a cause and effect from a you know, economic standpoint, social standpoint, even physical standpoint, from a like you throw a ball and it lands somewhere, but ultimately everything is innervated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so if we want something in life, if something is important to us and we think that it's something that we should be interested in and pursue, the primary shtadlus is actually davening. You know, the reason we have so many bakashas is because we have so many needs. And the way to get something that you need is to work for it and to daven for it. The Gemara says in the end of Nida, ha b'lo ha lo sagi. It's not enough one without the other. And Rabbi Melech Biderman, Shalita, loves to say how the primary shtadlus is davening. I think he quotes it from Rabbi Yashiv. Everything else, you know, unfortunately now we're living in a time where we have to do a lot of shtadlus for pikuach nefesh. We have to do ishtadlus to protect ourselves, so we have to get vaccinated, and then we have to take medication if, God forbid, we fall ill. but we have to daven. So there are a lot of things that we need personally, nationally. So that's why, so we ask someone, why is our conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much about davening? Well, because we have a lot of needs. But the truth is, of course, it's so much more than that. In a certain sense, it's actually the opposite. We have a lot of needs, and those needs, we use them as a vehicle for bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the experience of davening is about feeling connected and bonding and nurturing a relationship, then the asking is simply an excuse to connect. Each of these avenues of bakasha, of asking, are a way for us to kind of get our foot in the door and say, "Ah, oh, Rabbeinu Shalom, don't leave yet. I have to ask you something else." When I was younger, when I learned in Israel, in Kerem Yavne, so it was a big deal when one of the Rosh Yeshiva from YU would come to visit the yeshiva, and usually, let's say when Rav Shechter Shlita would come, it was a big event in the yeshiva, and guys would line up. And this was true even when I went to YU, even though it was a Talmud of Rav Shechter, it was always a very big deal to spend a few minutes. You just wanted to connect to an Adam Gadol. So what would we do? You would see guys were sitting and thinking, what can we ask him? Do I have any questions? Can I make up a question? Because the question, the bakasha, is just the hechetimtza to stand next to him and say, Rebbe, I have a question for you. Just to be able to have that conversation. That's why we have so much time for bakasha. Because the bakashas enable us to have those conversations. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting to have a conversation with us. And Chazal did us a favor by putting a list of bakashas so we don't have to sit in the morning and think, what do I ask today? There were times, whether it was when Rav Shechter came to Chicago or times in YU, where I would be like, ah, I can't think of anything to ask. What do I ask? What can I ask? I just want something to talk about. So Chazal gave us a sitter. And he said, great. Here's something you have an opportunity to ask about. There's a friend of mine. He used to go to school in MTA, and his father's a big tzaddik, big Talmud Chacham, big Mashpia, somebody who I look up to amazingly. So his father used to drive him in because his father was teaching in YU, he's a Rebbe in YU, and his son mentioned that he used to get an allowance. He's a little older than me. He used to get $5 a day for lunch in the Heights, wherever he would go, Lake Como Pizza, or whatever it was called at that time. So he mentioned that his father didn't give him $25 for the week at the beginning of the week. Every day, he would go find his dad in the morning, and his dad would give him $5. So he said, what's the pshat? It would have been much easier that he didn't have to go find his dad every day in school. He said, because the whole point with his dad was, he just wanted to say hi, wish you a good day, see how you're doing. The opportunity to ask for the lunch money every day was an opportunity for a connection, for a moment, just even a moment of bonding. And maybe that's what some Svarim explain was Nebuch, the curse of the Nachash. The Nachash was banished from before God way back in the story of Bereishis. And he was told, "Va'afar tochal kol yemei chayecha." You're going to eat dirt. So some said, dirt? It's great. I've never been to a place where they had no dirt. There's no shortage of dirt. You'll have dirt for the rest of your eternity. But that's exactly the point. You don't have to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for lunch money. It's a terrible curse, Rachmana Litzlan. So our bakashas during davening are little taps, little opportunities for us to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, hey, I'm not done yet. I still want to talk to you a little more. I've got something else to talk about. I have to ask, like, the Chasam Sofer is very makpid. I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless our children that they should go in the right way. I have to ask you also about my kids. I also have to ask you about my parents. I have to ask you about my in-laws. I have to ask you about my stock portfolio. I have to ask you about my mental health. I have to... All these little bakashas, they keep us connected. And you know what they do amazingly? They actually build our own self-esteem, our own sense of self. Because if we realize that we have this audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost like they say in Israel, we have protection. Everybody loves to walk around and say, I have a guy. I got a guy. Don't worry, you can't get into Israel. I got a guy. I know somebody. And over, you know, they work in Misrata, whatever. The more we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we develop our bakashos, the more we feel great about ourselves. We have the guy with a capital G, Kivayachol. The shorish of everything in the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Kivayachol. So why do we have so many bakashas? Because bakashas are great ways for us to feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel better about ourselves and our relationship. And of course, now we understand that this addresses a deep philosophical, theoretical question about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, wait a second, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yodea Ta'alumos, he knows everything. So he knows all of the things that I'm going to ask for. He knows all the things that I'm lacking, Rachmana Litzlan, all the things of which I need, of which I'm so desperate, I'm longing for, I'm hoping for, I'm dreaming of. So why do I ask? Why do I need to ask if he already knows? And Adrabba, if he put me in this circumstance, evidently he wants me to be in this circumstance. But it goes back to what we're saying right now, and now it makes perfect sense. Number one, as we said at the beginning, Hishtadlus, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world physically and metaphysically, that he wants to give us many things, but the same way that he wants us to give us parnasa, but he tells us a mitzvah, sheish yamim tavod, this world means you have to go to work to earn a parnasa. He also tells us that if you want parnasa, you have to daven, habalo halo sagi. So you want to crank open the valve of bracha, you daven, and you open that valve. If you don't daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the brachas from today till tomorrow. But if we don't open the valve, it's not there. But it's more than that. It's deeper than that. Of course, he knows what we need. But what does he do? He wants to give us an opportunity to ask. He's giving us an opportunity to ask so that we can be connected, to bring his light into the world. So that's why the Gemara has this really interesting and intense phrase that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that the Imahos, our matriarchs, should be barren, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an opportunity to ask, to be connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misava l'tfilos n'shol tzadikim. There's a beautiful vart, a beautiful, beautiful vart on this idea from Reb Mendel of Vitebsk, one of the great early Hasidic masters. The Heiliger Reb Mendel says, on the Pasuk, you know, the Pasuk says, Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh V'yesh Shavosam Yishma V'yoshiyem. Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh. The will of those who will live in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will make that. V'yesh Shavosam, and they're pleading, he'll hear it and he'll save them. So it's Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh, says Reb Mendel of Vitebsk. Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that we should have a ratzon. Something that we should want, that we should ask for, that we should need. He's going to give us that need so that we can daven, so that we can connect. V'yesh shavosam yishma v'yoshim. And then our pleas, he will hear and he will save. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a ratzon, something to ask for. He gives us a whole list of things that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, identified. And then, because he gave us that ratzon, he gives us the opportunity to daven, to be connected, to express the fact that we are mekusha, we are connected to him. This idea of recognizing that we have a hiskashos, we have a connection, it's explained beautifully there. In the words of this sefer called Hapkisha, which is on davening, the piece from Mendel of Vitebsk is in a whole section about davening in Rabbi Lam's book on Hasidus called The Religious Thought of Hasidism. And this brings us to one other dimension, a similar dimension, which is developed both in these svarim and also in this beautiful introduction to tefillah called Praying with Fire, where the Rav Yosef Albo, it's quoted here from Rav Yosef Albo from the Sefer Ikarim, where he talks about this dilemma where how do we understand our need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he knows what we need. The mashal, the idea that we're talking about now, that we open the gates. So he says, imagine that a person was a farmer and they wanted to have a successful crop, but they never planted. That wouldn't help. But perhaps, he quotes and reveals to Falbo, there's a deeper pshat, and that is that when we daven, Ani Hashem lo shanisi, we are not changing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us and knows what we need. But based on what we're saying, he gives us this opportunity to connect to him. When we ask him, we are bonded to him. We're connected. We have a guy, kivyachol. We are now in this tefillah, in this relationship. Well, now we're different people. Says the Sefer HaGarim of Yosef Albo hundreds and hundreds of years ago, that when we daven, we transform ourselves. We're not transforming HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're transforming ourselves through our bonding. Yesterday we were people, and today we're people who are bonded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be that maybe yesterday we wouldn't merit the following channel of blessing in our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, wants to give us everything. On the other hand, has a plan for what we deserve based each one of us on our madrega, on our situation in life. But through the experience of asking and connecting and being people who are associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're together, we place our trust in him, we're nurturing our emuna through talking to him, through asking him, we become different people. And now we're at a new madrega, a new level. Maybe yesterday we wouldn't merit this gift, but now we can. Any type of tefillah at any level takes us to a new plane. Reb Melech Biederman has a wild word from a medrash, but it's a true medrash. The medrash says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was told to come to power in this week's parasha early in the morning, Hashkein Baboker, why? So Reb Melech quotes from a word, he says, before Paro would daven. Could you imagine? Paro Melech Mitzrayim, from the Rishoyim Arurim, the worst of all. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, get out there fast, because Paro, if he davens, you never know what can change. Because at any level, Baruch Hashem, I look around this virtual group, tzaddikim, tzidkanios, imagine what the koach is of our tefillah to develop our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take our entire existence to a new level, to be mispalel, to be bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have that relationship. Anything can happen because we achieve that new level. So now we understand not just why we daven, because we want to be bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because we want to ask God for things, chas v'shalom, that's not why we daven. How we daven is by using words to connection. But what we do when we daven is we frame this conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the source of everything, with Shevach. And we finish, we express our gratitude for all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. But primarily what we do is we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we rely on you and we're asking you for A, B, and C. We're asking you because you can open the gates. You can provide anything at any time in our lives. But more importantly, because this bakasha gives us an opportunity just to talk, to be connected, and to realize that through this connection, we can transform our spiritual lives, having nothing to do with whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the answer that we thought in this world we wanted, we didn't want. The experience of davening, of being connected to Hashem, that is what bakasha is really all about.